I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's time for The Business Side, this week with Tom Wilms. He's the editor of Business Lexington. Hello again, Tom.
Hi, good morning, Alan.
Some big news in Kentucky's signature industry, talking about the bourbon biz. Last week, you were one of the first journalists to tour the revamped Old Taylor Distillery. It's now been christened Castle & Key. So your thoughts on what's been accomplished there?
Yeah, oh, it is incredible, actually seeing the property. They've been up and distilling there for a few years, and the renovations took at least 4 years. But it is absolutely beautiful. Castle & Key opened officially last week to the public for tours and to host events. And what I encourage everybody to get out there and get eyes on the place, because it's a piece of distilling history that has been brought into the modern age in a wonderful way.
Talk about the transformation. I mean, it was the Old Taylor, and it had fallen into disrepair, and it even closed more than 40 years ago.
That's right, yeah. Colonel Taylor, he built the property originally in 1887, and it's significant because it was the first distillery built to be a showplace, a destination, just to really just show off bourbon and distillation. He had a small train station that he built and train tracks from Frankfort out to Millville in Woodford County, where the distillery is. And, folks could come out for the day and sample his products and have picnics. And it was really something to see. And then he shut down during Prohibition. And National Distillers later set up shop there. And they operated on the property until 1972. And they did some aging and some bottling there, even up to 87. But over the past 40 years or so, it had just been completely, the buildings had fallen into ruin, and the forest had overtaken everything. It was a mess, from what I understand.
What about the two partners who saw the potential? Talk a little bit about them.
Yeah, so that's Will Arvin and Wes Murray. They purchased the property in 2014 with the idea of starting up Castle & Key, and they had their work cut out for them. John Karloftis came out and did the grounds and redid the sunken gardens, especially as a centerpiece of the whole property that's just been beautifully reimagined. And Lexington interior designer Donna Winfield worked her magic on the interiors, and they really tried to keep a lot of the rustic elements, anything that they possibly could keep. They have, including some old boilers and an old boiler room that's been turned into their welcome center and retail shop, but then brought in a lot of modern elements as well to really just turn it into a showplace is the best word for it.
All right, the bourbon business is lucrative, and it sounds like they spent a fortune fixing up this place. How are they going to try to make that money back?
Oh, well, they're hard at work distilling products. There's a restoration release gin and a vodka that's out on the market, and their regular line of gin and vodka should be out in 2019, along with the rye. Those are made with all Kentucky-grown ingredients and grains. Just the story behind where they're sourcing their ingredients and how they're sourcing them is a good story in itself. And they're also opening up for tours. They're offering what they're calling the Castle & Key Experience. And so this is between 45 minutes and an hour and a half, very in-depth tours, small groups available for reservations on their website for folks to come out and really take a deep dive into what they're doing. And, of course, it's a beautiful venue to host private events as well.
It's going to be a while before anybody tastes Castle & Key bourbon. Explain why that is.
Well, this is an homage to Colonel Taylor as well. All their bourbons, as I mentioned, they're going to have a rye that'll be out. They're expecting 2019, but their bourbons are going to be bottled in bond, and that is a stipulation that Colonel Taylor championed that says that bourbon made during one distillation season by one distiller, aged for at least 4 years and bottled at 100 proof. So all of Castle & Key's bourbons will honor that bottled in bond tradition, which means depending on if Master Distiller Marianne Eves deems them ready or not, we won't see the first of their bourbons released until at least 2021.
All right, other business news. Pizza Wholesale of Lexington broke ground on new headquarters in the Paris Bourbon Industrial Park. That was a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it's a big headquarters and their warehouse and distribution center. It's at more than 55,000 square feet. It's going to double their footprint out there. Folks may know them better as the founding distributor of Hunt Brothers Pizza, which is the largest brand of made-to-order pizza in convenience stores, and I believe and served in Rupp Arena, if I'm not mistaken. But more than 7,500 locations and in 28 states, so they are growing big time and needed a big new headquarters to support that growth.
And a shot in the arm, no doubt, for the local economy out there.
Yeah, I have to think so. They're one of the big employers, and so that's a big news for Paris and the region.
All right, in the time that we have left, I want to plug the article you recently wrote about Sutton Company / Air Horse One. What is that all about?
Air Horse One is a retrofitted Boeing 727-200 aircraft that is the nation's only plane that's dedicated to equine transport. And they charter several hundred flights a year, flying in and out and all over the country, Bluegrass Field especially, transporting thoroughbreds where they need to be.
All right. That's all the time that we have for today on the business side. Our guest has been Business Lexington editor Tom Wilms, and you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Tom.
You too. Thanks so much, Alan.